Hi, Jane Fonda, hello.
Hello. I was wondering, I heard on a press conference Ms. Fonda had in Columbus, Ohio, that she was not actively supporting, through her efforts, the McGovern campaign efforts in themselves, and yet we know she isn't pro-Nixon. So I was wondering if she does plan on using her American right to vote this fall, and if so, if she's going to support McGovern.
I, as an individual, am going to vote for McGovern. The Indochina Peace Campaign, with which I'm working, traveling across the country, is not campaigning for any one candidate.
That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah, we're campaigning for peace. We believe that we have to put pressure on both candidates. Even if McGovern were elected, he might trick us, and we have to be sure that we are an informed public and we can prevent either person, either McGovern or Nixon, from tricking us any longer.
Yeah. This is it. Are we sure that, although McGovern is promising different things than Nixon, is this just campaign promises, and once he gets there, is he going to continue on his same vein?
The record, McGovern's record on the war, would indicate that he would probably follow through, probably end the war, but he is only the Democratic candidate because of the people of the United States and the people who have protested the war. So we have to be sure that we continue to do that.
If Nixon were to discontinue the bombing, to stop it altogether, and Kissinger were somehow able to effect a settlement in Paris, could you support him in November?
Well, see, I don't think it's just a matter of stopping the bombing. During the Kennedy and Eisenhower administrations, for example, there was no bombing, and there was a Vietnamese government in Saigon, but it was a Vietnamese government that was installed by the United States, a man called Diem, who was a protege of Cardinal Spellman, who had sat out the war against the French colonialists in the Maryknoll Seminary in New Jersey, was taken out of New Jersey into Saigon as the United States alternative, nationalist alternative, to the resistance forces. The Vietnamese people are saying, we want freedom and independence. We don't want a government that is imposed by the United States. And they're not asking for a communist government. So if Richard Nixon, I would hope that Richard Nixon, if he was elected, would not only stop the bombs, which are being dropped at a rate, as Daniel Ellsberg said yesterday, that is unprecedented in the history of warfare, but would allow the people to control their own country, the people of Vietnam, not a communist Politburo. That's not what they're asking for.